What's going on, Button Mashers? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kelly Duvall.
And welcome to episode 35 of SBR Reports, twitching over record-breaking numbers. But before we get into the story that I really didn't care about... What?
Nothing. Continue.
What was with that face?
Don't worry about the face. They can't see the face, so you don't worry about the face.
Well, then I guess we're worrying about the fact that we're getting another Skyrim again?
Like, Skyrim VR come to PC in April.
So, obviously there's a running joke where we have to get Skyrim on every system. You have to have Skyrim on your phone. You have to have Skyrim on your watch. You have to have Skyrim on your smart TV. And because Skyrim was originally on the PC and then went to consoles and then went to Switch, which is the newest of the consoles, now the VR version of it is coming to PC, and I'm like...
I don't think I want to play Skyrim in VR, though.
Why not, though? I mean, can't you imagine just, like, with like, whatever surround sound system you got, and just, like,
Do I get to be, like, the never-ending story? Go, like, yeah, while riding on the dragon? Do I get to do that?
I don't know if you actually ride dragons. I don't think ride dragons.
Well, then you know.
I know you kill dragons.
I think you can ride a dragon in Skyrim.
I know horses can ride up, you know, mountains.
I think you can ride a dragon in Skyrim.
Okay, now we're not talking about that weird sort of, you know, riding dragons that I know you look at. Just saying.
Oh my god! Ninja!
We're not at that story yet. Talking about something completely different, it's also reported that the Geralt from a very popular video game that I've yet to play that I have on my Steam library, The Witcher, is coming to Soul Calibur. And I'm like, why?
I mean, he has a demonic sword, doesn't he?
Well... Not necessarily he has a demonic sword, but, I mean, he kills demons and he has some sort of powers, but he doesn't necessarily have a...
Does he have a sword?
Yes, he has a sword, but...
Then why wouldn't he be in Soul Calibur? I mean, was it Akuma that was in Soul Calibur before? I mean, we've had Link in Soul Calibur.
But... Okay.
Soul Calibur is kind of grimdark. And you can tell me I'm wrong. Flesh Eye is kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's just kind of...
Granted, The Witcher does not look like it's my cup of tea, so...
Well, it's a good game, but it's just going to take you, you know, a long, long, long time to beat all three.
Uh-huh.
But let's get to the meat of it. Let's get to what I know you guys want, what you are looking for, what you are just craving.
It's in God's plan.
Oh, why did you do that? Because I hurt. That hurt. I am
because Drake is involved in it. I could have went with a Degrassi joke. I really could have.
You know what? I'm just so glad that one didn't have any legs. So
I hate you.
Oh.
Anyway, so Ninja started from the bottom, now we here.
Oh, you keep doing this to me. Why are you doing this to me? Okay, I'm going to always be honest with you guys.
Just pony up.
Oh, ha 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 ha. Oh my goodness, you are just... You must have had something before you wanted to record. But
Mr. Gamer's wife got me happy.
Duly noted. So, one thing I will have to preface this with this. I was speaking with another person who typically watches the podcast about this, and when he actually brought the story to me, I was like, okay, so Drake was playing Fortnite. What's the big deal?
It's Drake! What do you mean, what's the big deal?
Repeating previous statements.
It's Drake! Oh my god. And see, this is why I don't talk to you about these things. This is why I don't even care about Drake like that. But for you to ask, what's the big deal? It would have been better if it was Beyonce. Oh, that would have been hilarious. Oh.
So, bringing it back.
I can't stand you.
But, okay. But here's my thing. I am pleased about the fact that Drake and a couple of other people got together with a popular, you know, streamer on Twitch and broke the record of over 250,000 concurrent views. That's amazing. That's great. It also got Ninja a lot of money. I think he had...
He has a lot of new... Like, over 10,000 more signing new subscribers.
And now, for those who don't know Twitch, Twitch is a platform of which you can stream, well, basically anything. Most people stream video games. And a follower is different than a subscriber. You can follow someone, and then you'll just get notified when they're doing something. When you subscribe to someone, that's $5 a month that that person is making. And he got 10,000 new subscribers. Like, and it's reported by Kotaku that it seems like the whole Fortnite plus celebrities trend is here to stay. I was actually watching another video on YouTube talking about how PUBG is, you know, kind of dead. Because no one's playing it, it's not as fun. And I wouldn't necessarily say that PUBG is dead, but you have to realize what Epic did. Epic took the Battle Royale formula, and then they made it free. Like, so that just opened the door for so many more people to play it. Not to mention the computer requirements that it takes to run PUBG well, and then to run Fortnite well. Yeah, there's a big difference. Not to mention Fortnite's now mobile, which is like...
A lot of people that were watching Drake didn't even know what Fortnite was, and they're probably going to play Fortnite now because Drake did it.
Which should make me happy about the fact that video games are becoming more mainstream, and that people are...
I mean, it's the same as when people found out Michael B. Jordan loves anime. I guarantee you, almost every...
He loves anime?
Michael B. Jordan loves... Killmonger loves anime, okay? He said Vegeta is his main man.
Of course he is. Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
So can I... let me explain to you how many thirsty girls are all of a sudden like, he likes anime? Let me look up what anime is. Oh, this actually looks interesting. And now we have a bunch of new fans of anime.
Part of me should be happy, and I know I should be. I'm finding it difficult to be like, yeah, because it's like a popular person played a popular game.
Mm-hmm. And now,
okay, like I'm trying to see like tell me where I'm missing the link. I'm missing the connection because I don't listen to Drake. I know who he is because I watch people critique him.
I know what you're talking about. That makes me happy.
Right? So, I, you know, okay, it's called The Rap Critic. He's actually really funny. Look him up on YouTube. But it's, and all these other people, I don't have that sort of like, okay, popular people played a popular thing. And like, and it was,
how can I,
it's put not this surprising.
How can I put this to you? You know how like people got stupid excited to the point that they were jumping up and down like children when they saw Smash was finally come to the Switch? It's that feeling.
Okay.
People are just excited because they see, for some people, or a lot of people that probably play Fortnite, they probably really love Drake and were so excited to see that Drake, someone they idolize, is playing a game they really love.
Okay, and under that
token... And we're able to chat with him on the stream. I mean, come on.
Okay. And I guess because I don't have that connection, I don't see the connection, it's like...
It's like if BTS decided to play Splatoon.
Okay.
On Twitch.
Now that is not fair.
But you see where I'm coming from.
Yes, yes. Okay, see, I will admit I needed that sort of connection because okay, let me also be clear. I'm not hating on Drake.
I was going to say, please.
I'm not. Like, he doesn't do anything for me to really hate on him. Like, as far as I can tell, he's doing lots of nice stuff.
Yeah.
Like, with God's plan and money and all that stuff.
Yep, it's God's plan.
right? So to me, it's like, hey, that's cool. And I guess, you know what? Okay, I see that perhaps maybe I should be happy about the fact that some positive attention is being brought towards video games, considering what we've been talking about for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, and honestly, this is the same type of hype I saw when Lupe Fiasco.
I at least know who that person is. Come on, Ms. Duvall.
I'm gonna stab you in a juggler. Anyway.
Hey, I was recorded.
They don't care.
Anywho.
Anyway, so the thing is that when he played against Daigo in Street Fighter, that was a hype. Like, he got training. He, like, had training before he went into this tournament to play against Daigo. That's how hype that was. And when he won, I swear half Chicago was lit up. Half the people probably don't even know what Street Fighter was. But
is it really sad that I didn't know anything about that until I heard it from Rushdown Radio?
No, it's not, because you don't pay attention to a lot of mainstream things and or the fighting game community in general.
Hey, that's not true. I am in them's fighting herds, okay? And that's a fighting game, and there's a community for it.
Anyway, before you have the FGC come for you and everything you love and hold dear, I'm just saying, I don't make the rules.
No, you don't. And I realize that this is perhaps me being the old crotchety man where...
You are.
You know, I was going to start that. You didn't have... I was starting that and you didn't have to go, like, you know, snip and interrupt me. But anywho, as I was saying, I realized that perhaps when I first saw this story, I was the crotchety old man where I came from a time before video games were cool. And, you know, you had to really work at it. And now you had to, you know, work to take that thing that was video games that people disliked about you and then trying to make that big and mainstream and popular. And to see people just kind of, you know, jump into it, I felt a sort of type of way. But realizing that Ninja, who has not done anything but make a buttload of money in one night.
And we always say, don't look at other people's wallets.
So this can only be beneficial. Let's get some positive press in gaming. I will bite my tongue and hold my cynicism and be happy for Ninja and Drake. And who knows, maybe we can get DJ Khaled.
That would be amazing. Oh, and his son can, oh God, they could be playing Mario Kart together. Oh my God.
Because it doesn't have to be a competitive game like that. It could be DJ Khaled and his son streaming Super Mario Maker. Like, people can send him levels and his son can be playing them or something like that.
I mean, his son's probably still too little to be doing all that, but DJ Khaled, I know you don't listen to this, but if someone points to you this way, please, oh my God, I would love to see you and your little prince play a Mario game.
Or, I don't know, maybe Cardi B gets down on Minecraft or something. Or, I don't know, just throwing things out.
Oh, Lord, oh God, don't let Beyonce get on a video game.
Nope.
The beehive.
I don't need the internet breaking.
The servers will literally crash.
Like, there's a list, because I still want to be able to play some video games now and again. But, and I guess it shouldn't be.
And I mean, K-pop idols also play video games and get in live chats and stuff.
Okay, now, if a particular star from a particular band.
Jin from BTS.
You know, I was trying to be, you know, secretive and clever, so thanks for just kind of, you know, throwing that out.
Yeah, there. No, we all know who your fave in BTS is. We all know your guilty pleasures.
Okay!
It's on the internet.
Wait, what?
I don't think it is. Well, it is now.
Thanks! Oh my goodness. But, you know, if we had popular people playing video games like that, I think it would be nice. I'd rather make sure no politicians started playing, because that would just get ugly. But, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
Trump playing Call of Duty.
No. No. And you know he'd play Minecraft.
Michelle Obama.
Okay, see, Michelle Obama would probably play something like
Mom,
We Fit Mama. Or like Cookin' Mama she or would something play like. She would play We Fit. She would stream herself playing We Fit.
I could see her playing Arms.
Yes!
Because her you know and Barack is going at it, and oh god, her poor kids are going to be so embarrassed.
I mean, turn up. For what? I will never forget that. I will never forget that. But you know what? Yes, all the celebrities. Let's go. Let's bridge the gap between the celebrities and their fans, and let's all get a round of video games together.
And I mean, at the end of the day, this is just going to make things better for the generations to come, because even though we are bitter old people, the main goal was for younger generations not to be ostracized just because they love to play video games. Now the only people we make fun of are trolls. Because they're trolls.
Because they're trolls.
And that's the, kind of their job, to troll. And so,
alright, yeah. Well, I guess I'd have to say that it perhaps is, it's not bad. Let's get other celebrities to get in on this. Why not? That does remind me, perhaps I need to start streaming a whole lot more. I will fix that, because I just bought, like, 3 new games. But, yeah, I think that's, I think it's a good thing. And I hope that, let's hope this Twitch bubble doesn't burst soon. Because the last big Twitch thing that I remember was them updating their guidelines, and people weren't too happy about that. So let's hope that this is a push in the right direction. And with that being said, this is Mr. Gamer.
And this is Kitty DeVall.
Signing off.